I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again now. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you far away now.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he hopes to meet next week with President Trump. The suggestion that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky might also take part in discussions about Ukraine has been dismissed by the Kremlin. The White House tariffs have now kicked in. Taxes on as many as 90 countries facing tariffs of at least 10%, but some as high as 40%. And says ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott.
The president also says more tariffs could be on the way, including across-the-board tariffs on semiconductors and chips, a move that could drive up prices even more for electronics, appliances, and cars.
The Israeli cabinet is meeting today as protests against the Netanyahu government take place outside. Netanyahu set to ask the cabinet to approve plans for the IDF to gradually seize all of Gaza City. The investigation continues at Fort Stewart, Georgia, where five soldiers were shot and wounded yesterday. The Army, by a sergeant who was tackled by other soldiers. This is ABC News. A new study conducted by the internet watchdog Common Sense Media finds more than 70% of teenagers are turning to AI chatbots for companionship and, in some cases, advice.
And sometimes with terrifying results. Researchers posing as 13-year-olds say they were able to coax advice on substance abuse, weight loss, and self-harm out of ChatGPT. Even the people behind that chatbot are concerned.
There's young people who just say, like, I can't make any decision in my life without telling ChatGPT everything that's going on.
At a conference sponsored by the Federal Reserve, Sam Altman, co-founder of ChatGPT parent OpenAI, acknowledged,
that feels really bad to me.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
United Airlines technical glitch impacting more than 1,000 flights on Wednesday. It's been resolved, but delays continue to plague many at airports. A new CDC report says most Americans get more than half their calories from ultra-processed food, which are many times full of sugar, salt, and other unhealthy fats. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Green Bay bar has lost its liquor license. At a meeting on Tuesday, the city council denied an appeal to renew the license for Stage 1, a bar on North Broadway. Stage 1 lost its license in June after repeated police calls and disturbances. Councilman Bill Galvin says the bar has had numerous chances to cut down on incidents.
The Green Bay Police Department has bent over backwards to try to help him be successful. And at the end of 2 years, it hasn't happened.
The bar's owner said he was willing to implement more safety protocols and said the bar's a community resource. He asked for more time to let an updated correction plan work.
The point I'm trying to make is that Stage 1 is not just a bar, and that we will do whatever we can to prove that we want to continue being a part of this community.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says from his vantage point, there was risk in reinstating the bar's liquor license. Meanwhile, BakeCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. And a climate journalist from Wisconsin who went missing while hiking in Norway has been found alive. It had been nearly a week since he'd gone off the map. He was rescued early yesterday morning and was hospitalized with serious but not critical injuries. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story, just the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Warm and muggy today. High temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. With mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WGBW, Diana Ross and the Supremes, just Stop in the Name of Love. And if you love all of the songs that you're hearing, you're going to love 60s Mania at the Meyer Theater Thursday, August 14th. It's coming up. You can get info on tickets. Go to MeyerTheater.org.
Why do you fill me up? I'll be over at 10, you told me.
time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down? I'd mess me around and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still, I need you. I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know, although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you.
Against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Yeah.
GBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and I have a good feeling I'm probably going to run into Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs today because I have to have physical therapy on my knee, and I know that he is going to be out for all of the preseason games, torn meniscus in practice. I believe it's his right knee, my left knee. So you put us two together, we have a normal walking person. It's just getting to that point. I'm doing much better. I had knee surgery back in 2020. A meniscus was part of the issue, and then just an arthritis flare that happened back in late June, which not fun. So anytime a player goes down with a knee injury, I just cringe. So Nate, I'm praying for you. I hope therapy goes well, and if I see it today, I'll cry right along with you, because even my therapist said, don't feel bad, because even some of the Packer players get in here and their, you know, tears are running down their face. So we shall see. He's going to miss the preseason games, but the first preseason game, of course, the Jets come into Lambeau, and that's going to be Saturday night.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One night they blew up the mess hall. Another night they hit the motor pool and tried to blow up all the trucks. They set charges around the guard tower at least once. It didn't seem like they had one specific target, really. They just wanted to destroy and kill anybody they could. There was one night we were up at the tower firing, and I saw a B-40 rocket heading towards us. I could see the sparks trailing. I was firing in that direction and thinking, okay, I'm dead. There were three of us up there firing, and I expected all of us to be killed. We kept firing, and nothing happened. The next day, we did an inspection, and there's that rocket embedded in the sandbags below us. It could have taken off the top of the bunker and killed us like nothing. They were that powerful. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Hey, Ashwaubenon, get ready for one of the biggest community events of the year. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And the Ashwaubenon 2025 Blast and Family Fun Athlon is Saturday, August 9th from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. at the Ashwaubenon Park. There's going to be a car show, free swimming, $5 wristbands will get you unlimited games, bounce houses, face painting, balloon animals, and you can round out the day by listening to the Cougars. There's so much going on. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events. Don't miss this.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get
animals, monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad, 'cause each night I stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. You should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
Local news and timeless hits. Checking both boxes on WGBW. And in fact, another local news update from the WGBW newsroom. It's less than 5 minutes away.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for a I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Thank you. and the Wichita lineman is still on the
Pasadena.
Local news, timeless hits. It's on 97.9 FM with a little old lady from Pasadena, or as my niece that was just recently visiting would refer to it, an elderly lady. And I don't know why that sounded so much worse, so much more aged. I guess it should be the polite way to phrase it. But this is the kicker. I said to my niece, she's 12, by the way, I said, where's the cutoff? What age do you become elderly? Now, I'm 42, okay? And I don't even want to tell you what she answered because it was younger than that. And I thought, oh, girl, you have so much to learn. Let's get you a local news update from our WGBW newsroom right now.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Neenah-Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster. Through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines, 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019 when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shelley Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
Warm and muggy today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 80s and feeling more like near 90 degrees. Mixed skies, chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon become more likely tonight. Some of those could linger through early tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
WGBW.
Hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, all care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Find us online from our website at WGBW.FM. That's also where you can get info on downloading the Civic Media app. You can stream right there, too.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late.
should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
You don't country boy. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a pool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back.
Hits on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. My husband is actually over in Minneapolis right now at a tax conference, and he said he just happened to sit down at a table because people come to these tax conferences from all over the country, the different states and the different tax departments. And he said, "You'll never believe who I was sitting next to." I said, I probably won't believe it because I don't know. He said, "The guy was from De Pere. Name is Mike." But that's all the info he gave me. So I said, well, find out more. I'll give him a little shout out. Maybe Mike's family is listening today. But then he started telling me about what they served at the Continental Breakfast, and then we got sidetracked. So Mike's family, if you have a Mike that's over in Minneapolis, he's sitting with my husband, and they're talking about sports and breakfast items. So there
you
go.
Good morning. It's Jane Matinier. If you're looking for Greg and me, you can still find us on 1100 AM WISS or on the Civic Media app. We're still there along with all of your other Civic Media shows that you could be looking for. Find Matinier on air anywhere on the Civic Media app or on the air at 1100 AM WISS.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
say our love won't pay the rent. Before it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to hold my hand. Walk with me.
Local news and timeless hits. If you're tuning in for the first time in a long time, well, welcome. Sounds a little different. Hope you love it. All those timeless hits continue with Elvis Presley on 97.9 FM.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together
with suspicious
minds,
and we can build our dreams on suspicious. I know.
can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, but don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. But don't you know I'm caught in a trap? I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
Featuring the glory years of music, 97.9 WGBW.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
You say you're gonna go and call it quits. good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine. Good morning, sunshine. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning, sunshine. So happy to be my love and me as we sing our early morning. Singing song, glitty gloop gloopy, nibby nabby nibby, la 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 lo lo. Saba sibby saba nubby abba naba libby lo lo. Ubi ubi walla nubby abba naba, early morning singing song.
Preston, looks like a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will be happening. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
There is optimistic talk from the White House and the Kremlin this morning about a face-to-face meeting between Putin and President Trump, but no date or location has been announced. And there seems to be a catch. The Kremlin this morning saying they have agreed to a meeting with President Trump, but Putin has not agreed to a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky.
President Trump's tariffs kicked in at midnight on dozens of U.S. trading partners. The president also planning to slap a 100% tariff on computer chips, except for companies that start making them in the U.S. Apple would be exempt, as CEO Tim Cook promises to boost U.S. investments by $100 billion. Three of the five soldiers shot and wounded at Fort Stewart in Georgia yesterday are out of the hospital. The alleged gunman, a sergeant on the base, is in custody. This is ABC News.